So, as it relates to today's raid, which is going to be very much related to today's daf, but also more generally related to Rosh Chodesh. So one of the themes of the dafin that we're learning right now is the concept of Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, how best to determine when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And as we've seen, that the primary reason that it was so important to know when Rosh Chodesh is simply to know when Yontif. It's not so important to know when Rosh Chodesh is. In fact, the Yidden and the Gauls, they didn't even know when Rosh Chodesh was. They'd always find out a day late and a dollar short. But at the same time, there is some significance to Rosh Chodesh. I think it's worth taking a step back and just exploring a little bit better, understanding in a more mevugar digger way what exactly Rosh Chodesh is. Now the truth is that there's a whole Hilchas Rosh Chodesh in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Aruch Chaim. It starts Simen Tov Yud Zayin and it ends Simen Tov Chav Ches. Simen Ladavar, it's 12 Simonim. But there's 12 Simonim in Shulchan Aruch that talk about Rosh Chodesh. And the truth is, if you go through the Halachos, so 12 Simonim, that means there's a lot that's being talked about. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Dinei Avelos on Rosh Chodesh. There's a halacha that is a mitzvah to be marbe besuda on Rosh Chodesh. You have the whole Hilchas Tefillah as it relates to Rosh Chodesh. Yalav Yavoy, Kriyas HaTorah, Mosif. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you say Akne Yetzarta. You say Halal. Even when you bench, you say Yalav Yavoy. Hilchas Kiddush Levana is mentioned in Rosh Chodesh. The whole concept of Lo Yadu Roish and different Yomim Tovim. They have to fall out on certain days. They can fall out on other days. That's also mentioned in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. So it's rather light, short simanim. But there's 12 simanim in Shulchan Aruch as it relates to Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. But as it relates to tonight, the first halacha in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, it's the first simen, Uboy Sif Echad, says as follows. Rosh Chodesh Mutter Basiyas Malach. Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. However, the hanoshim shenoya goy shaloi lasis by malacha. But the women who have the minig not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, says the mechaber who minig toiv. It's a good minig. Says the Rabbah, v'ma minig lasis miktas malachos. Let's say the minig is to do some malachos, v'loi lasis kitzasam, and not to do others. Azlina basra minig, then you should follow that minig. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh muter basiyas malacha. You're allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. However, there is an idea that women don't do malacha, and really they should just follow the minigs. If the minig is for them to do malacha, do malacha. And if the minig is for them not to, then they shouldn't. And the Ramah adds, if the minig is to do some and not do others, that also makes sense. Everything goes. Whatever the minig is, that's something that you should do. But a discussion, a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, a very short simon, but a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch discussing the idea of doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the rest of the story? What's this all about? Yeah, no, only the women. So really, it begins with a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing how many people are Oyla L'Torah on a Tainis Tzibur. That's the discussion. How many people are Oyla L'Torah on a Tainis Tzibur? So we know sometimes three people are Oyla L'Torah, like Mondays and Thursdays. Sometimes you have four, like Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes you have five, Yontif. Sometimes six, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, you have seven, Unhoy Sofas. But the bottom line is that there's different times that you read from the Torah, you have different people that are being Oyla. So the question was, how many people are Oyla by Taina Sibra? So the Gemara, on the top of Chav Beis Amud Beis says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyesh by bitul melacha la'am. Any day that involves bitul malach, meaning today you're allowed to work. Kigoyin, tainas sibur v'tishnabav, kairin gimel. So only three people are oyla l'tayra. Why? You don't want to add more people, because it's going to take away from people's ability to work. V'she'im by bitul malach alaam. However, if it's a day that people are not working, kigoyin, roshei chadosh in the chaylo shamayin, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayit. Chalamayit, Rashi says, you're only allowed to do malach if it's a davar of it. So Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayit, we are not allowed to do malach. Kairin dalet, then you have a little bit more time. So the Gemara says, Shema mina, this raya is a braisa. I mean, this braisa is a raya, because you see from here clearly that a taina sibur, being that it's a day that is no bitul malach alam, because you're allowed to work on a taina sibur. So how many people are oil of the Torah? Three people. And that's the halacha. But the bottom line is, the Gemara brought a braisa, that the braisa said that there's sometimes three people are oila, sometimes four people are oila. What does it depend on? It depends on whether there's bitul malach alam or there's no bitul malach alam. V'she'em by bitul malach alam, kigoyin. Roshei Chadashim v'chaylo shamay kairin dal. In other words, Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to work. And because you're not allowed to work, so you have time for another aliyah in the morning. Why? Because the life's nish samar, but anyways, says Rashi and Tosfos, right here, it's clear from the Gemara that in Rosh Chodesh, there's an issa to do malach. There's no bit of malach. So the Rishonim ask from another Gemara, a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there was discussing whether you're allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara brings a braisa, and in the middle of a long braisa, so the Gemara says like this, just one excerpt, can't go through the whole braisa. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Yoichiach. Rosh Chodesh should be a raya. Why? Sheyesh by carbon musaf. Because there's a carbon musaf on Rosh Chodesh. That is important in that sugya. Umutter basiyas malacha. And you let it do malacha. So the Gemara says, Malu Rosh Chodesh, etc. Frek, Rashi, and Tosfos have two Gemaras that associate each other. Have Gemara Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that four people can be oil the Torah on Rosh Chodesh because there's no bit of malach alone, because people are not working on Rosh Chodesh anyways. Then have a Gemara Chagig Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara says very clearly Rosh Chodesh Yechiyach Sheyesh by Korban Mosef Umut Basiyas Malacha. So which one is it? Are you allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh? Are you not allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi and Tosfos Chagig Yud Ches Megillah Chaf Beis, today's Daf Rosh Hashanah Chav Gimel. They all say like Kasha. Kan benoshim, kan be'anoshim. Women don't do malach on Rosh Chodesh. Men are allowed to do malach on Rosh Chodesh. Very, very surprising answer. The teretz to the steer in these Gemaras is one Gemara is discussing Froyen, and the other Gemara is discussing the manor. Noshim are aser basiyas malach. And that's what the Gemara means, interestingly, when it says in Megillah Chaf Kedeis Amud Beis that there could be another oil of the Torah. Why? Because women, anyways, are not working, so there's no bitul malach alone, so that affects the men that are davening and listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So I am bachroinim. But that's what Tosfos says, that the point is that they were dealing with women, and women have no bitul malach, because women don't work on Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to the Gemara Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh Yechiach Sheyesh by Karban Musaf Umutte Basiyas Malach. Talk about men. Men are allowed to do malach on Rosh Chodesh. So what does this mean? Men are mutter, but women are aser. So the rest of the story is that the Rishonim, they say that the makar to this is a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer is discussing the events of the Chet HaEgel. And we know that as soon as the Yidden wanted to bring a Chet HaEgel, so Aharon went to the Yidden and he said, go to your wives and ask your wives for their jewelry. I'm going to take their jewelry and I'm going to make this all work out. Says the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, Shamu Hanashim v'Leirotzu. The women heard this, they weren't agreeable. For like, Kiblu Aleim, Litin Nismei Levat Leim. They didn't want to give their jewelry to their husbands. Ela Amru Lahem, they told them, Lasois Shikut, V'toyeva, She'im Bay Koyach Lahatzu, Loi Nishma Lochem. I have no interest, absolutely, we have no interest in doing anything like this. The Nasan Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Scharim Bay Lamazah. Says the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded the women in this world. She'im Mesham Reis Roshei Chadoshim, Yoisem Min HaAnoshim. They got the yontif of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is something that they have shaykhs to more than the men. V'nasam schar leilam haba. And not just that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward the women in oilam haba. She'in asidois le'eschadesh k'moy roshei chadashim. Because the women are going to be mischadesh k'moy roshei chadashim. She'nember ha'maspia batoiv edyech. And the women, they're going to come back to their youth. La'os nilavoy. And this is because Rosh Chodesh is more shaykh to them. And just like Rosh Chodesh, what's the concept? You have the Moilid, and then it starts all over again. The women are going to be Neschadish again. And this is a special reward that they got for the fact that they didn't want to play any role in the Chet HaEgel. So it's a fascinating Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer says that the women didn't want to play a role in the Chet HaEgel, and because of that, they were rewarded in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The reward that they got in Olam Hazeh was Shehem Meshamreis Roshei Chodashim Yoisem Me'anoshim. Now the truth is a little bit unclear what the Midah Keneged Midah is. So if you look in the Torah, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and the Bach, they explain that really, Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a Yantav. That was the initial plan. And the Torah explains that we have Shalish Regalim. And the Shalish Regalim that we have are connected to three of us. Pesach is connected Avram, Shavuos is connected Yitzchak, and Sukkos is connected Yaakov. The truth is there was supposed to be another 12 Yomim Tovim connected to 12 Shvatim. And every single Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a Yontif. What happened was there was a Chet HaEgel. And because of the Chet HaEgel, the Yidden lost Rosh Chodesh. The women never were included in the Chet HaEgel, and therefore they didn't lose Rosh Chodesh. Since not the Pshat, Hashem said, I'm going to create a Yontif and give it to the women, Mita Keneged Mita, because of the fact they didn't want to get involved in the Chet HaEgel. It was just the opposite. It was a Yontif. It was taken away from the men. It just wasn't taken away from the women. You know, the Vilna Gaon, and this is, if you have the Chumash Agra, so it's in Parshas Kisisa, but the Pasuk says, so there's a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash is talking about the Chet HaEgel, and the Medrash says that Hado dechsev chamisha bakra yishalim tachas hashar. So the pasuk says vayasu bnei Levi kedvar Moshe, and after the Chet HaEgel vayipel minam bayoyim ahu kishloishes alfish. So how many Yidden died by the Chet HaEgel? How many people were killed? 3,000 men. Vayasu bnei Levi kedvar Moshe vayipel minam bayoyim ahu kishloishes alfish. Says the Medrash Hado dechsev chamisha bakra yishalim tachas hashar. That's a Medrash play. Chamisha baka yishalim tachas hashar. It's a shmois rabba, but it's a medrash pliya. So the question is, what does this mean? So the Vilna Gaon said a dover nifla. He said, the pasuk says in Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech said, Adam echad me elef matzasi. Man, I was able to find 1 out of 1,000. Of a v'isha b'chol eila loy matzasi. A woman I couldn't even find echad me elef. Advarim atikin. But Adam echad me elef matzasi. V'isha b'chol eila loy matzasi. Said the Vilna Gaon. That Adam Echad Me'elef was referring to the Maisa Egel. The Maisa Egel, 1 out of 1,000 sinned by the Maisa Egel. Then that's the Echad Me'elef Matzasi. But the Isha Bechol Eila Loi Matzasi, because the women were never Nichshal in the Chet HaEgel. And Remez Ladavar, Eila was the word that the Yidden used. The Eila Lehecha Yisrael. So the Echad Me'elef Matzasi. Adam echad me'elef matzasi. Of the Isha, bechol eila le matzasi. There wasn't one woman that said eila lehecha Yisrael because the women weren't nichshol on the Chet HaEgel. So said the Vilna Gaon. So it comes out how many Yidden were nichshol on the Chet HaEgel if you do the math. How many Yidden was it? It was 1 in 1,000. How many Yidden? 600,000. 1,000th of 600,000, that's very easy math, is 600. So it comes out there were 600 men that were nichshol by the Chet HaEgel. Now how many people died? 3,000. The pasuk says, "Vayipam minam bayoyim ahu kishloishes alfeish." That means 5 times the amount of people that actually worshipped the eagle were the amount of people that were killed. Said the Vilna Gaon. That's pshat in the Medrash that says, "Chamisha baka yishalim tachas ashar." Oh, because you see that just like if somebody steals a shar and then he's tavach umacher, he has to pay 5. That's exactly what happened by the Chet HaEgel. Vayipa minam bayayim ahu kishloshes alfayish. Hado dechsev chamisha bok yishalim tachas hashar. Why? Because Adam echa me'alef matzasi, which means 600 people and 3,000. Said the Vilna Gaon, what's the pshat? Hashem is, this is the way Hashem pays. Hashem does mita keneged mita. Why would he pay 5-fold? So then the Gaon said, because we know the shar is one of the animals that are associated with the Merkava. And he said, when the Yidden were chayta by the Chet HaEgel, they were poigim in the shar. So really, on a pnimius digger level, they were geiselish, they stole a shar, and there was a tavach umacher on the shar, and therefore they were chayiv to pay 5 times, and that's the chamisha baki yisham tachas hashar. But either way, it's all predicated on this idea that Adam echem yalef matzasi, 1,000 of 1 out of 1,000 of the Yidden worship the v'isha b'chol eid l'loy matzasi, and it's because of that the women got a yontif. And what's the yontif? They got Rish Chodesh. What do you mean? Hashem gave, no, Hashem didn't create a yontif, but really Rish Chodesh was always supposed to be a yontif. Narvas, Hashem said, the men, they sin with the Chet HaEgel, they're going to lose it. The women didn't sin with the Chet HaEgel, and therefore they have it. The Sfarim say, that's why a woman, her body changes every Chodesh. It's because she has a unique Sheiches to Rish Chodesh, and that's why it happens every Chodesh, and that's related to the Olam Haba part, that the Medrash says that's going to happen, that the woman is going to be in a Chodesh, and this is all a microcosm of that, because that is the Matan Schar that the woman has because of the fact that she wasn't complicit with the Chet HaEgel. And the truth is, that if you think about it, really this whole idea is very, very enlightening, because when you go through, when you look around, in even a psukim in the Torah, Rosh Chodesh feels a little bit like a yontif, but it's not. But it feels like it. Ubiyoim simchaschem, uvemoyadechem, uveroshechotchechem, uskatem bechatzoitzris. There was a mitzvah to blow chatzoitzris when? Ubiyoim simchaschem, uvemoyadechem, uveroshechotchechem. Where does Roshchodesh come in? You say Yalaviyavoy. I mean, where does it come in? But you see, on a biblical level, really Roshchodesh is a shtikel yontif. You have in the Musafim, right? In the parsha of the Musaf, they used to bring a Karban Musaf. And really, the end of parsha is Pinchas. It's all the Yom Tovim. We throw Barash, right? You have Rosh Chodesh. So why is Rosh Chodesh? How did it become a Yontif? So it's clear that on some level, there's a Yontif. There's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah laharba is besuda b'Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why is the mitzvah to be marba besuda? Because on Yontif we're marba besuda. There's a mitzvah simcha on Yontif. And on some level, Rosh Chodesh as well. But what happened was, is we lost the Yontif. But even though we lost it, but a shtikel yontif it is. More for the women, that's why they're also b'siyas malacha. That's the Gemara and Megillah Chafez Amid Beis. But at the same time, a little bit, a quasi yontif, it is nonetheless. But the truth is that if you think about it a little bit more, just go down this road, it seems that Rosh Chodesh is even more than just the yontif. You know, today we bench Rosh Chodesh. What's the whole thing about the whole Rosh Chodesh Benz? You rot say mil fanecha, Hashem alikeinu v'lekevi seinu. Shende chadesh aleinu as hachodesh hazeh, l'toive v'levracha, v'siten lanu chayim maruchim, chayim shal sholem, chayim shal toive. The last time we said the word chayim this many times was in Rosh Hashanah. Zachreinu l'chayim, melachavitz b'chayim, v'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chayim, l'mancha l'kim chayim. We even spoke at a read bite once with a chassam sofer who equates the chayims of Rosh Chodesh benching to all the chayims of the Yomim Nayram, right? It feels like Yomim Nayram, right? This tefillah, Shetachadish Aleinu as Achodesh Hazel Otoive Velevracha, you would think Shetachadish Aleinu as Ashana, Shetachadish Aleinu as Achodesh Hazel, you say by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim La'amcha Nasata, Zman Kaparo L'chol Toldoisan, Zim Kippur? Zman Kaparo? I mean, it sounds like Rosh Hashanah. Then, a week later, when it's actually Rosh Chodesh, you're talking about Yom Kippur, right? This is mamash what it feels like. Siman kapar l'chol toidaisim. What do you do, Erev Rosh Chodesh? Yom Kippur katan. It's mamash called Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur katan. It seems like there's a little bit more going on here. So, I had b'siyata d'shmai, I found that the Chassam Sofer, in his Svarim, but just one marim makim, and that is the last Chassam Sofer in Torah Smosha and Parshas Vayera. I think he gave us a little bit of a Pesach to understand this a little. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says, we all know the pasuk, it's quoted throughout Shas, that the Isha Shunamis, after the whole story with her son, so she starts running to Elisha, right? Elisha grants her a son, and then Nebuch the son died. And she has to run to Elisha and says, this is the bracha you gave me. So she starts running, and her husband sees her. So, Madua Atay Lecha Se Levayoyim, why are you going to the Navi today? Loi Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh today. For Loi Shabbos, Vatayimah, she said Shalom. Right? She's going. Vatayimah Shalom. But he said, Loi Chodesh, Loi Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Mikan, then Chodesh and Shabbos. And that's how we know, Chai Vodun Labkul, Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And this is a Gemara that's quoted everywhere. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is the last, it's the very, very end, in the Haftoira Parshas Vayera. Vihine, Regilim Hoyu Hanaviim, Biyoyme Dedino, Lehispalal Aleim. Yidden used to go to the Nevi'im on the Yom Hadin with his spal. When did the story happen with Chana and Eli? It happened by Rosh Hashanah, Nifkeda Chana. We just spoke out that the Sfarim say it happened on Rosh Hashanah. Ubechlauze kol yontif v'Rosh Chodesh. You know why? Because Hema Yemei Din. Because they Yemei Din. Yontif is a Yom Hadin? Yeah, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah we just learned last week. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Mishnah says, Barba Prokim Ha'olim Nidain. What are the four times? So Rosh Hashanah, of course, but then also Al Pesach, Al Atvua, Atzeres, Al Peres, Ilon, B'chag Nidain, Malamayim. So it comes out all Sholish Regalim are really Yemei Din. And the Chassam Sofer says that Rosh Chodesh is also a Yom Adin. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Adin. It's a Yom Adin for the coming month. That's what it is. It's a Yom Hadin. That's exactly where Rosh Chodesh is. You see, Rosh Chodesh is a shtikel yontif. Because it's a shtikel yontif, it's also a shtikel yom hadin. Because yomim toivim are yimei hadin. I thought only Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah tezayin amir aleph. Barba prakim oilam nidain. That every single yontif is on some level a yom hadin. But the point is that Rosh Chodesh was also a yom hadin. And he said, Alkein amalah loy chodesh v'loy Shabbos. The point was, it's that no, and a chanami, that's not where I'm going. But Rosh Chodesh is, and this is something that Chassam Sofer says in a bunch of places, that Rosh Chodesh is a yom hadin. And really, that just, it opens up a whole new understanding of Rosh Chodesh. When we say this tefillah, The tefillah of Rav, shetechadish aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha. What do you mean? I thought b'Rosh Hashanah yechaseivum u'b'yom tzom kippur yechaseivum. And that's true. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a yom adin for the whole year. But at the same time, every single chodesh, every single month is a yom adin for that chodesh. Every single chodesh is a yom adin. And that's why we have a tefillah, shetechadish aleinu as achodesh hazeh letoiva v'levracha. V'sintein lanu chayim maruchin, chayim shalsholim. On a yom adin, we daven for chayim. And it's not for tefuah, it's not for peiros or ilon, it's not for mayim, it sounds like it's for chayim. And that's certainly what it feels like. Sman kapor l'chol todesim, it's a yom adin, and as a result, it's an opportunity for slicha mechilo. And that's why there's an idea to go into the Rosh Chodesh with the Yom Kippur Katan. It's just a whole different understanding of what this is. I was thinking about it even more. Think of Yalav Yavai, right? What's the tefillah of Yalav Yavai that we incorporate into Shemayna Esrei? Elikeinu v'leikei aviseinu, yale v'yovoi, v'yagia, v'yeiroe, v'yeirotze, v'yishama, v'yipokit, v'yisoche, zichroineinu u'fikdoineinu, v'zichroin aviseinu, v'zichroin Mashiach min David avdecho, v'zichroin Yerushalayim rekodshecho, v'zichroin kolamcho beis. It's literally zichroinus. Malchus shofres and zichroinus. We're about to learn the sugyas in a few days. It's mamish zichroinus. It's Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's mamish what it sounds like. It's Rosh Hashanah to get tefillah. L'fleito, l'toiva, l'chein, l'chesed, l'rachamim, l'chaim toivim, l'shalim. Rosh Chodesh. Today is, you say Yalav Yavai, you forgot to say Yalav, that's mamash what it is. But the truth is, Rosh Chodesh is a yontif, it's not just a yontif, it's a yom hadin. And that's why we're speaking sprach, that's yom hadin de gesprach. I saw in the drushes from Rabbi Lazar Fleckless, this is in his Sefer Chazoyin Lamayid, it's Chazoyin Yud Beis, sounds like Navuas, but it's in the Sefer Chazoyin Lamayid, it's Chazoyin Yud Beis, a Teich Dvarov, he says something beautiful. He says that we say in Yalav Yavoi, Zachreinu boi l'toiva, ufakteinu boi l'vracha, vayshiyenu boi l'chayim toivim. So he says, what's the pshat? Zachrein, three things. Meaning, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for toiva, for bracha, and for chayim. But it's a shtickle repetitive. Zachreinu Hashem aleikeinu boi l'toiva, ufakteinu boi l'vracha, vayshiyenu boi l'chayim toivim. Couldn't we just have said, Zachreinu Hashem aleikeinu boi l'toiva, v'l'vracha, v'l'chayim toivim. So he says a dover nifla based on something that it says in the Shla. The Shla HaKadosh, and this is a Masechtas Chulin. If you want to see it inside, it's Sif Katan Nuntes. So he quotes the Darshei Rishumais, the Mekubalim. He says the Darshei Rishumais said that a Yid is supposed to take his day and divide it into thirds. He says a third of a person's day is supposed to be Torah Avodah. Third of the day is Parnasa, and then a third of a day he sleeps, does things that he has to do. But a person is supposed to divide his day into three. And he said, similar davar, the pasuk says, oz taskil. There's another pasuk that says, oz tatsliach. And it also says, oz tishan. Oz is bigamatria 8, Aleph Zion. Oz taskil. A yid has to be involved in taskil and Torah and avoida for 8 hours. Oz tatsliach. A person should be involved in a yoni parnosa on Hashem atzlichana for 8 hours, and oz tishan a mishlof for achshoyis oichid, you know, l'rabbis, everything that's involved with that. But the point is there's an idea of oz taskil, oz tatzliach, oz tishan. So Rabbi Lazar Fleckless said that lefize yesh loyma. That's the remez over here too. He says you're supposed to divide your day into three. Zachreinu Hashem aleikeinu boi l'toiva. Ufakteinu voy levracha vayshenu voy lechaim tev. You're davening for three things. Sachreinu Hashem alekeinu voy lotavi. You're davening for hatslacha in your ruchnias. Ufakteinu voy levracha. That's bracha baruch aleinu Hashem alekeinu asashon. Right, you're asking for hatslacha in parnasa. Vayshenu voy lechaim tev. You're asking for hatslacha in all your other inyanim. And what's the remez? Zachreinu Hashem alekeinu boy. Boy is Beis Vav, it's also 8. So Zachreinu Hashem Alekeinu Boy, for those 8 hours that I learned Torah, the Oz Taskil, it should be L'Toiva. Ufakteinu Voy Livracha. And the 8 hours, the Oz Tatsliach, it should be Boy, Beis Vav, it should be Livracha. Vaishnienu Voy. And in terms of everything else, the Oz Tishan, it should also be Vaishnienu Voy L'Chaim Toivim. This is Yalav, it just gives a whole different ponim to Yalav Yavai. But that's the concept. The concept is that Rosh Chodesh is a shtickle ayantif. It's a shtickle of Yom Adin. It's a shtickle of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Kippur. The women have the schus that they have more of a shaychus to Rosh Chodesh than we do. But at the same time, go through Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. Very short, very light, very easy. But at the same time, Mitzvah Laharbis Besuda, I was going through the Menhagim of the Chasam Sofer to see how he Pravid Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was a yontif. It was a day that he treated be'ema be'yira be'reses uvezeya. Because the truth is, a person has an ability to accomplish a lot on Rosh Chodesh. And just to end, I saw in the Sefer Raptuni betapuchim. That's from Reb Shloimeh Arieli Shlita. So he has a few pages on Rosh Chodesh, specifically on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he says something beautiful. He says that if you ever notice, when Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so there's a different nusach tefillah. So what's the nusach tefillah? What do you say by Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? You say Ati Yitzarta, right? Ati Yitzarta Ilamcha Mikedem, and then in the middle you start saying Ulefisha Chaton Ulefanecha Anachnu Vaviseinu Charva Yireinu Veshamei Beis Mikdashenu VeGolay Yikareinu VeNutal Kovim Beis Chayenu VeIn Anachnu Yichilim Lasis Chaviseinu BeBeis Bechiras Sech BeBeis Agadav Hakadosh Nika Shim Chalenu Yiratzim Ulefanecha Hashem Alekenu Shetalenu BeSimcha LaArtzenu VeSiteinu BeGvulenu. It sounds familiar, right? We say this nusach literally once in a blue moon. But the truth is, this nusach sounds familiar. It sounds like umepnei chatoeno, right? That's what we say by musaf. Umepnei chatoeno gilinu marzeno. V'nesrachach yirotzim ulfanach Hashem alekeinu. Melech rachim shatoshu v'srachim alenu. So he said, shamati. I heard from an Adam Gadol that said, that what's the pshat? Why do we incorporate this into musaf Rosh Chodesh? On Shabbos we don't say umepnei chatoeno. On Rosh Chodesh, Roshei Chodashim Lamcha Nasata, we don't say Umepnei Chata'enu. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say Umepnei Chata'enu. We say a Yontiftig at Musaf. It's Mamish Yontiftig. The Niggin is Yontiftig. That during the week too. But it's a Yontiftig at Inu. What's the Pshat? So he said the Pshat is because Rosh Chodesh once upon a time was a Yontif. It was a real Yontif. But because of the Chet Egel, we lost that on that Yontif. But even though we lost that because of the Chet Egel, when there's going to be a Tikkun in the world, and the Chet of the Egel is going to be fixed, it's going to be corrected, so it's going to come out that Rosh Chodesh is going to be a Yontif again. Shabbos is doch me'ein lo'asad lovoy. It's me'ein oylam haba. It's me'ein the yom shekulei toiv, the yom shekulei Shabbos. That's why Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we daven yontif dig. Because on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is going to really be yontif. And he said, yesh lo'hoisef al zeh. The minig in Klal Yisrael is that before you say musaf on Rosh Chodesh during the week, you take off your tefillin. He says, why do you take off your tefillin? What's pshadin? You wear your tefillin the whole day, and now all of a sudden you're taking off your tefillin. You're davening. Take off your tefillin. I'll reshoin him on him at starm after davening. You take it off. He said, because what we're trying to show is that Rosh Chodesh is going to be a yontif. And even though it's not a yontif now, but it's a yontif in mikzas. On yontif, you don't wear tefillin. And that's why when you daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you give a clap and you take your tefillin off. Because Rosh Chodesh is yontif. And on yontif, you don't wear tefillin.